Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm staying in room 509. I wanted to use the hotel's indoor swimming pool around 7 this morning, but my room key wouldn't open the door to the pool.
I'm sorry, but the pool's only open between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. If you go between those times, your key should work.
I'm here on business, so I can only exercise early in the morning.
Well, you're welcome to use our fitness center. It's on the second floor, and it's open 24 hours.
Great. That will allow me to exercise before work.
Number 32. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 33. What was the woman unable to do this morning? Number 34. What does the woman like about the man's suggestion? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for meeting with me, Kenji. I wanted to check to see if our supermarket is ready for the upcoming holiday season. Any updates?
Well, we always have a lot of calls from customers with questions about preparing their holiday meal. This year we'll be introducing something new. Customers will be transferred automatically to a holiday hotline to have their questions answered.
That's a great idea. Who'll be answering those calls?
I was thinking of assigning it to Peter and Maria, since they have a lot of experience. I'll go talk to them now.
Number 35. What are the speakers getting ready for? Number 36. What new feature will the supermarket introduce? Number 37. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm renovating a room in my house. The wooden flooring scratched in places, and I'd like to repair it. Do you have a product that I can use for that?
We have several stains to repair scratched flooring, but for durability, I'd recommend the Kilgore brand. Applied properly, Kilgore products last a long time.
Okay, thanks. And how can I be sure the stain will match the floor color?
Well, it comes in all the standard wood colors. I can give you some color samples to take home so you can check before you make a purchase.
Number 38. What does the woman want to do? Number 39. Why does the man recommend Kilgore products? Number 40. What does the man offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm interested in the legal services your firm offers. I own some cafes, and one of my competitors just put his coffee shop up for sale. I'm planning to buy it, but I want to avoid any mistakes in the contract.
Of course. We have several qualified contract attorneys on staff. Let me set up a time for you to come into the office this week to talk with one of our lawyers.
Great. But would it be possible to have the meeting online? I'll be away in San Diego the next few days for a relative's wedding.
Number 41. Why did the man call? Number 42. What type of company is the man planning to purchase? Number 43. Why does the man ask for an online meeting? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Mariko, Kenichi, welcome to your first day of work at Willow Hospital. We're glad to have experienced nursing assistants like you join our staff. Today we'll go over hospital policies and procedures. Any questions before we start?
I have one. After today, will we need identification badges to get into the building?
Yes, we'll be heading to the security center later today to get them.
And is there a designated parking area for staff?
Yes. Employees should use the west parking area only.
Okay, thanks.
Number 44. Where are the speakers? Number 45. Where will the speakers go later that day? Number 46. What does the woman ask about? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Juan, sorry to interrupt you, but there's something wrong with the electronic locks for Eunhee's office and the meeting room next to it. Whenever you lock one of the rooms, the other one gets locked too.
Really? It should already be fixed. Eunhee told me about it last week, so I had one of my maintenance crew change the wiring over the weekend.
I was there this morning. Would you mind going to the meeting room now and taking a look?
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Which department does the man most likely work in? Number 49. What does the woman imply when she says,
"I was there this morning"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Laura. Did you hear the news? Our company ordered adjustable desks for all of the employees here. This way we can work either standing or sitting.
I'm happy to hear that. I just read an article about adjustable desks. It said that standing at work is good for people's health.
That's right. Standing more often is definitely good for your back. I wonder when the new desks will be delivered.
Let's ask Minsu. He's in purchasing and he might know.
Minsu, Laura and I were wondering when the new standing desks will arrive.
I was just looking at the delivery order. They should be here next week.
Number 50. What did a company recently do? Number 51. According to the women, what is the benefit of a change? Number 52. What do the women ask the man about? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Jian, I was on a conference call and missed the meeting earlier today. Could you tell me what I missed?
Sure. There was an announcement about an upcoming software update. The software that we use to track orders from packaging to shipping will change considerably after next month.
That's soon. I wish I had been there to hear the information.
I have a copy of the presentation slides they showed at the meeting. I'll email them to you.
Number 53. What information does the woman ask the man for? Number 54. What will happen next month? Number 55. What will the man email to the woman? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Indira, do you have the sales figures from all our stores? Our meeting with Lian is in half an hour.
It's not on Thursday?
Lian sent a new meeting request late last night. She had to change our meeting because she's going out of town.
Oh, no. I don't have our sales information ready yet. I've been having problems with my computer all morning, so technical support is looking at it now. I can't access the data.
Well, I'll ask Lian if we can meet when she comes back.
Number 56. Why does the woman say,
"It's not on Thursday"?
Number 57. What problem does the woman mention? Number 58. What does the man say he will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Congratulations on your new position as video director. I was surprised to hear about that position. Since we're an art supply store, I didn't realize we needed a video director.
Thanks. I know, it's a bit of an unusual position, isn't it? But with internet shopping becoming more popular, stores really need to have a large internet presence. I'll be in charge of creating how-to videos that'll be posted online.
That makes sense. And it sounds very interesting. What's your current project?
Well, we've just filmed the first video on how to make your own beaded necklace. It's on our website. Actually, could you tell me what you think of it?
Number 59. Where do the speakers work? Number 60. What is the woman's main responsibility? Number 61. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
Excuse me, do you work here at the mall?
Yes, I'm a security guard here. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for the shoe store. I need to return a pair of shoes I bought online.
Sure. Let's look at the mall directory. Okay, we're here next to the Blue Hut. Just go straight past the fountain. The shoe store is right across from the food court.
Okay, thank you.
Also, the mall is closing in about 20 minutes, so just be mindful of the time.
I will. Thanks for the reminder.
Number 62. What does the woman want to do? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Where will the woman most likely go next? Number 64. What does the man remind the woman about? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Good morning. Welcome to the Grafton Art Museum. How can I help you?
I'll take one regular ticket, please. I'm here in the city on a business trip. I thought I'd stop by before my meetings to see your portrait collection.
Okay, that'll be $5.
I thought it would be more. Oh, I see.
Right. And if you're interested, We have a guest speaker talking about art restoration in the auditorium. It's just about to start.
Great. I'll go there now. Where's the auditorium?
It's just at the end of this hallway.
Number 65. Where does the conversation take place? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Why is the woman's ticket discounted? Number 67. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and flowchart.
Lena, do you have a minute? Remember how we discussed creating an e-learning course for the new real estate software?
Yes. That way our real estate agents will learn how to use it quickly.
So I found a company that can actually design the course for us. Here's their design process.
Okay, but how can we be sure it'll be exactly what we're looking for?
They won't charge us any money until we've approved the prototype version. I can show you more if you have time.
I'd like that, but not now. I have to finalize the sale of that commercial property on Pine Street in 10 minutes.
Number 68. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 69. Look at the graphic. When will the speakers need to make a payment? Number 70. What does the woman say she has been busy doing?